It's time for America's most unique motorsports show, Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor, brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with producer Austin O'Neill. Kirk Elliott sitting in with us today. It's Friday. It's Phone Friday. The phone lines are open, 816-833-8553, 816-833-8553. Today is the day. I want more phone calls today than we've ever had before, all right? So people that are out there listening right now, we're going to put the phone number up there, 816-833-8553, 816-833-8553. We're going to talk a little bit about motorsports today and whatever you'd like to talk about. If you want to talk about anything, it doesn't matter what it is. You know, the show is called Mostly Motorsports, right? So if you want to call in and just shoot the bull about anything else, that's okay. It's all right. We don't care if you want to talk about what's on television, what's on the radio. Only thing that we don't want to talk about is religion and politics. That's the only two things that we don't want to talk about here on Mostly Motorsports. Kirk, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. Kind of a bummer. We got rained out at I-70 last night, but looks good for tonight, right?
You got to go right into racing, don't you? Got to go right. We ease up on the gas pedal.
What else do you want to talk about?
Anything.
That's what I'm thinking about right now.
Right. Well, unfortunately, Creek County got rained out tonight as well. Lucas Oil ASCS National Sprint Car Tour was supposed to race at Creek County tonight. That has been canceled. I don't know if, Austin, do you know if they've rescheduled that or are they going to try to get that race in? Do you know?
I don't think it's going to get rescheduled.
I don't think so either. Yeah, me neither.
Salina High Banks on Saturday night.
I will be at Knoxville Raceway Saturday night.
Great.
Yeah.
All-Stars up there tomorrow night.
Right. You know, Dieter and I are taking the motorhome up there, getting it prepared for the Knoxville Nationals. Kirk, are you looking forward to the Knoxville Nationals?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
August is Knoxville.
How many days are you going to spend up there with me?
Well, I've got the NHRA drags to handle that weekend as well. So I'll be up there the first two nights of the 410 Nationals, and I'll be up there for the final night of the 360 Nationals and stay over for the Capitani Classic. So that's my plan.
My plan is to do the show from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum every day. I'm going to zoom in.
Yeah.
And Austin will be back here. You'll probably be back here with him, helping him out a little bit, right?
Yes. Weekends, I'll be here. So.
Well, during the week, you're not going to be up there every day during the week, are you?
No. It's just the Saturday of the 360, the Capitani, and the first two days of the 410 Nationals. I got to get back to Kansas City because the NHRA Nationals are over at Topeka.
Austin, do you think you can handle it by yourself down here, bud?
Done it before.
I think you can do it.
It's not that hard.
It's not. Oh, make it sound easy working for Raceables.
He can handle it.
Huh? Come on, man. Listen.
I'm not building rockets back here.
Well, that's true. You're not.
It'd be cool to, but I'm not.
You'd like to build some rockets, would you?
I'll build anything.
Right. Kind of like father, like son.
I don't have the nice craft. I can make stuff happen. It's just not. It's not as clean, I guess.
Let me ask you, who's better at building things, your dad or you?
If it's already, like, if I just have to assemble it, I can do it just fine, like anybody else can.
But if it's your dad's more of a, he's got more of a craft, doesn't he?
Yeah, I do really well at putting
things together.
Or putting together the HRP shark wings. They come in a big tube, probably 6 foot, 7 foot long, and it's everything you need to build a wing. All you got to do is just
put it together.
Grab your rivet gun and go to town. But that's as far out on creating stuff and building stuff as I go.
Yeah. Your dad's pretty good at that stuff, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
John Sr. was pretty good at that as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, it's definitely a trade you need to know. It'll get you out of a lot of situations, but it's We're getting there.
Any new news on the motor? Any updates? No?
No, but I can tell you that something I did not know. It was dirt blocks are 8 months out from being, they're back ordered 8 months.
The aluminum blocks?
No, steel blocks.
Steel blocks are out 8 months.
8 months.
Unbelievable.
So are you trying to tell me that you think your season's over? Unless we can find a motor that you can rent, right?
Yeah, that's the situation right now. Trying to find something around the Knoxville Nationals time is not easy. And look, right. guys can't get their engines back from the engine builder. So I don't want to say I can't find anything to rent. I probably could, but it's just
spending the money to do it.
It's just not the easiest task to pull off right now. But yeah, it's just not the best time for this to happen. I don't know. I don't want to say
there's never a good time for a motor to
blow up. No, I don't want to say my season's over, but I'm not racing this weekend and I'm not racing next weekend, so it's just kind of how we're going to go with it. Yeah. But if anybody, you know,
anybody offered you up a motor yet? No,
no, no. And I think that's kind of ran its route. But if anybody needs a driver or anything, I mean,
oh, there you go.
I got a seat, a steering wheel I can bring. So it doesn't mean
Right. Let's get you a ride. That'd be the best thing, wouldn't it?
Preferably a wing car. I'll run non-wing if you need it, but there's no guarantee on how I'll do. I mean, it's been 5 years since I ran a non-wing car.
Especially for this race on Tuesday night at Lakeside, right?
Austin, yeah. You don't really want to run a non-wing car, do you?
I'll drive anything right now, but...
Come on, I don't want to see you get hurt, bud.
It's been since 2018 since I ran a non-wing car.
Right, yeah. Well, we don't want anything to happen to you. Non-wing cars. I love watching non-wing cars, but if somebody I'm emotionally attached to is driving one, it bothers me a little bit.
Well, if we at least get him in a seat at Lakeside on Tuesday night, whatever.
Right.
That's the big night right there, August 2nd.
Uh huh.
So let's hope maybe something like that can come together before next Tuesday night.
Yeah. So, Matt Covington, he picked up the win last night at 81 Speedway, Kirk. Did you see any of that race?
I did.
Yeah.
I did watch that last night. He had him covered big time last night.
Yeah, for sure.
So, was that his second win of this? He won at Boone County up in around Norfolk, Nebraska here a couple of weeks ago. So that would be his second win of the year?
That would be his second win. He won at Boone.
That's right.
Boone.
That's up around Norfolk, Nebraska.
Yeah, well, I don't know what it's around, but that's where he's at. And, you know,
that was a pretty good race that night. I remember
A big story last night, you know, going into to last night's race, Blake Kahn had like a 19 or 20-point lead going into last night. Unfortunately for Blake, he got into the wall last night. He ended up running 13th. And that put Wayne Johnson into the point lead. He's got a 19-point lead. Wayne Johnson does over Blake Kahn.
He ended up second last night, Wayne Johnson.
He did, right. And Tim Crawley was third. So Tim Crawley's 27 points out of the lead, and Blake Kahn is 19 points out of the lead. But then you get back, Matt Covington had a good night last night. Maybe he can rebound and rally back. He's currently fourth in the Lucas Oil ASCS National Tour points. The Glenn Poole Oklahoma driver is 117 points out of the lead. So maybe Jason Martin could get back into it. He's 122 points out of the lead, but typically when you see somebody get 100 points behind, it's hard for them to catch up. And right now, to me, it looks like it's a three-horse battle to me. Wayne Johnson, Blake Kahn, Tim Crawley. Would you disagree with me on that one, Austin?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to say I'm surprised on how Tim's doing so far this year.
He's doing really well. Because
he's been capable of it. He's past tour champion. And
three-time ASCS national champion.
He's done it all. Yeah. He's been around it a while. It's
been a long time since he won a championship.
It's been a long time. Same with Wayne, too. But, you know, experience is finally paying off, and he's kind of noted in it in his his Victor Lane interviews that, you know, he's just finally got comfortable with everything again, got back into race shape, and it's really just paying off. And, you know, we're seeing the Tim Crawley we saw, you know, back when he won all the championships.
Right, right.
That track was a little bit cowboy up last night in some spots. They were lucky to get that race in, is what I'm told. They got a lot of rain down there. They got the track worked in, but there was a question whether they'd get that show in last night.
Well, I got a late notice from the ASES text. I'm in the group text still, and I'm thankful that I'm still in on that text. But to be honest with you, when I read that text message last night, they said, the pits are dry, they're tilling the pits right now, and they're rolling it in, and we're going to race tonight. So that was pretty good. Is that Leroy on there? All right, let's go to the phones. Leroy, how you doing, bud?
Not too bad. We're just got. I'm working at FedEx. I ain't delivering to Austin's dad's place right now, but
yeah,
I'm already done doing my delivery. But getting ready for some, as you guys call it, open wheel racing this weekend. We raced my dad's pure stock Friday and getting the A-Mod back out Saturday.
Oh, all right. All right. How's it going down there at Electric City?
Not too bad. It has its weeks, but for the most part, he does a pretty good job getting that show rolling. And there's still a few little bugs that he's working on.
Yeah, yeah. Have they closed down KC Raceway? Is it closed down now?
No. They still have their cart schedule. Their micro stuff is, I think they're done with their micro stuff for right now. They might have a special through the end of the season, depending on what Mike Parker wants to do on that. But,
yeah. Is he going to sell that racetrack? Do you know?
It's actually for sale.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Everything turnkey, ready to go. He's selling for $500,000, I believe.
Oh yeah, well that's a
water
lot.
Water trucks, everything.
Yeah. Well, that's it's hard to find people to buy racetracks in today's world right now. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. Yeah. But there's a few people out there that are still doing it. I mean, you look at Chris Payne out there at I-70 Speedway, built a brand new racetrack, right? Yeah. You got. Mike down there at Electric City Speedway. You know, did you know there's another Electric City Speedway? Did you know that, Leroy?
I did not until I searched for it like over this last winter after they had named it.
Great Falls, Montana is where that's at.
Yeah.
I've been there. So.
Really? What size track is that one?
It's a 3/8. Yeah.
It's a 3/8.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's a real, real cool racetrack with a great beautiful background with the mountains and everything. It sits over the Missouri River, Kirk. Did you know that? Do you remember that?
Sure.
Back in the day when we used to do the broadcast out there at Electric City Speedway, we were sitting right over the Missouri River. Do you remember that?
I remember that. I haven't been there, but I do remember when you were just right there at the. That's kind of the start of the Missouri River, isn't it?
It is. It's right there where it starts. Yeah. So
not as wide up there as it is here in this area.
No. No. Leroy, what time do things get underway down there in Electric City?
I believe drives me at 7:30 and racing right after. Heat races or hot laps right after.
Yeah. All right, buddy. So, we'll keep us posted down there, all right?
Austin needs to jump. Find himself a modified ride and come race modifieds against me at 5:35 Saturday.
Austin doesn't want to drive a modified. He wants to drive a sprint car.
Is it too hard for him?
No.
I'm messing with him.
Austin, you just want to drive sprint cars, don't you?
Yes. I feel like I've moved around too much and trying to figure out what I want to race, and I finally found something
that you enjoy.
I've always enjoyed and always wanted to do, so we'll stick with it.
Yeah. All right, Leroy.
Tell you what, after that the experience running that micro about a month and a half ago, I'd like to get in a little bit of that myself, but it's just one of those deals you just got to wait for the right opportunities to come around.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, Leroy. Thanks for calling in, buddy. I appreciate you.
Yep, you have a great rest of your day.
All right, you have it.
And that Electric City Speedway is located north of Butler, just right off, what is it, Interstate 49, they call it now, the Passaic exit.
First of all, it's actually 71 Highway. It's always going to be 71 Highway to me. It's not going to be 49. It's always going to be 71.
It's both.
It's 71. That was 71 highway for as long as I remember, and it's not going to change. It's always going to be 71 highway.
Fine by me.
You don't care.
I don't care.
You don't really care.
I don't care what you call it.
Call it whatever you want.
It's still a...
What do you call it, Kurt? 49?
I used to call it 71 Highway, but I call it more I-49 now.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
It's not 49, it's 71 Highway.
It drives like an interstate. So why not call it I-49?
They changed it to an interstate only so they could get on... get more people to travel that highway. That's why. I think that's the real reason they did that.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah. I think that's the real reason. Anyway, so bummer last night for Blake Kahn getting into the wall. Could you tell how much damage was done to that, Austin? Because, you know, Brian said something about the axle being shoved back. But it looked to me like he just had a right front flat. But when he came back out on the track, he was well off the pace.
Something was bent on the race car.
Yeah, so they didn't get a good camera shot of it. But when he went down the backstretch, after he climbed the wall, you could tell that it had, you know, sustainable right front damage because he went into three, and everything transferred right to the right front, and it got really, like, right front heavy. Like, the right front was knocked in and down. We knew it was down for sure. I wouldn't be surprised if the shock was knocked off of it. The torsion tube and the torsion arm might be all right because they never got to the wall. It was just more of a wheel impact. But I believe you probably could throw in some radius rods too. But, you know, looking at the shot that they had through the hot pit, you know, it looked like it was pretty square. Mm. But it might have wiped out the wheel shock and at least maybe the sway bar or the panhard bar, whichever way you call it. And for sure a shock and a wheel.
Right.
Tire.
Angie Battles. I love her. She is so cool. One of the coolest people I've met in a long time. She said in the work area it looked like everything was bent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to get a work area camera.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? Or get a drone.
Something.
Get something to fly right in there. Let me just say this, Angie. How great has it been to have Jeff Christensen back shooting video on Race on Texas? There's another thing. ASCS needs a ticker. They do need a
ticker.
They
did have a ticker at
they haven't had a ticker in the last 2-3 races. They haven't had a ticker.
I don't know how they execute that, but they have had a ticker there before.
Right.
So.
Well, they did earlier in the season.
And a lap counter.
Yeah. But they haven't had it for the last 2 or 3
weeks. I'm not sure how they do it, how they get that up there. But, yeah, it'd be great if they had. But the camera work has been good this week. So.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. Jeff is as good as they get when it comes to one camera shoots. I'm just saying it. Maybe I'm a little bit of a homer, but I'm just saying, Jeff is like Kirk Elliott to me. He's one of my very best friends, right? Kirk Elliott, you're my best friend. Jeff Christensen is like right there. He's right there with you, Kirk.
And it's hard to capture everything when you just got one camera.
When you live on the road with somebody for 7 years, like I did with Jeff. You can't help but to be a little bit of a homer to him, right? Jeff is so good at catching wrecks and following the the key to everything when you do a broadcast is following the announcer. Kirk, you were watching Big Block Modifieds last night, and that was some horrible work, wasn't it?
Well, whoever was shooting that video on Dirt Vision last night Super Dirt Car Series last night had a little lapse there in the middle of the race and lost control situation, but he got it back. So that was at Orange County Speedway in Middletown, New York last night where Matt Shepard won the feature event, but We missed Dylan Westbrook got upside down last night. And like I say, it's hard to capture everything. And I'm not sure what precipitated Westbrook getting upside down.
Well, we didn't see it. Jeff didn't catch that.
But, you know, they missed the incident at the USAC sprint car race last night between Robert Ballew and Kevin Thomas Jr., too. So it's hard to capture everything.
Yeah.
But Dean Mills, who's doing the sprint cars this week, and Jeff Christensen doing the ASCS sprint cars, they're two of the very best.
Well, and you've also got to throw in Jeff Converse.
Who does the All-Stars.
Mm-hmm. Those are the three best cameramen in the business, in my eyes. Jeff Christensen, Dean Mills, Jeff Converse. Anybody disagree with me on that?
They're among the best, but there are others that do a good job too.
I'm just going to say those are the top three.
Chris Crone's pretty good up at Knoxville.
Chris Crone's really good, but I'm just going to say that I think that Jeff Christensen, Dean Mills, Jeff Converse are the best.
And I'm not sure who does the World of Outlaws full time. I know Dean does some of those
races. Dean does
a
lot of those races.
But there's other guys who do a good job as well. But you really realize how good these guys are when you try to do it yourself. You're better, lots better at it than I am. But it's hard.
I can shoot some video.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing that I hated the most is when I had to host the broadcast and shoot the video.
You did that?
Several times.
You pulled that off?
Yeah. Be up there working the camera and host the broadcast at the same time. How many times did I do that? I did that at least a half a dozen times.
You did that when you had to?
Right. All right, let's go to the phones. Caleb's checking in. Caleb, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Scott. What's going on, man?
Hey, not too much. Who do you think's the best cameraman in the business?
Oh, you know, I'm not real versed on the production side.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even tell you. I'd take your word for it.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've worked with the best over the years. So what did you think of that race last night, that ASCS race? Did you watch it?
You know, I caught the replay this morning.
Yeah.
Honestly, the track was rougher than the last couple of sprint car races that they'd had. But, of course, you know, we had that weather move through the area, so that's not really all that surprising.
Right. You know, it's been like the last three tracks that they've been to that the conditions haven't been that great. You know it?
Yeah, it's either hot or, you know,
dry,
rainy.
Running around the bottom there at Tulsa Speedway, all they did was run around the bottom, right?
Yeah, they were just putting around there for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you got, Caleb?
Well, I just wanted to chat a little bit of little All-Stars before tonight's show out there at I-70. I assume you boys are all going to be there.
Yep, yeah. We're going for sure. Yeah.
Heck yeah, man. I'm about 20 minutes out from rolling off the property at work and heading back home to pack up and head that way myself. So.
Caleb, where do you live at?
I'm in Topeka.
Topeka. So it takes you, what, about an hour and a half to get over there?
Yeah, if I went straight through, it'd be about an hour 40, but I'm going to stop in North Casey Mo and pick up my uncle. So it's a little bit out of the way to go grab him, but yeah, it's about an hour 40 if I go straight from my house, straight to the track.
Your uncle, big sprint car fan?
Oh yeah. Actually, him and my grandpa were the ones that got me to my first sprint car race. Back in 98, we went to, see Kinzer whoop, the Oklahoma crew down at the Oklahoma Fairgrounds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's been a while, though, hadn't it?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about $26,000 to win tonight, Caleb?
Man, I think that's going to draw quite a few good cars. I'm not sure how many boys are coming over or coming down or however you want to say it, but, of course, you know, when you've got the All-Stars in town, that's a good show anyways. But I think Brownie's going to be there to give them a fight. I think it will pull some Knoxville boys. We'll see what happens, but... ought to be a dang good show for sure.
You know what people need to start doing at I-70 Speedway?
What's that?
They need to start supporting it.
Well, yeah, I agree with you there.
I mean, let's face it. It is one of the great racetracks in the country. I mean, it's a really state-of-the-art facility. But the problem is, every time I go out there, I only see about 1,200 people.
Well, you know, the when when opening races last year, when the Outlaws were there, man, that thing was jam packed. The Saturday night, the Friday night, there was a little bit more wiggle room, but
right.
You know, there was a ridiculous amount of people there, and the parking was kind of a pain in the butt when it was time to leave. But you know, I think that one of the things about it is that there are so many dang seats that even when you have a decent amount of people there,
sometimes it looks small.
Like it ain't.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, but I agree with you. A lot of those shows that they draw, they don't have the fan count that they should. Heck, the USAC show was phenomenal, and there
it was a great
there
show.
Wasn't enough people there at all.
Yeah. Did you go to the Luxol late model race out there?
You know, I could not make that one. I couldn't get away. We had family obligations, and I couldn't make it over there.
Right. Well, let me tell you something. Out of all the races that I've been to at I-70 since they opened that track up, that race was the best race I've seen out there. Would you agree with me on that one, Kurt?
Yeah, I think so. Of all the races I've seen in person, I wasn't at the Outlaws race or the All-Star race a year ago. But
right.
For the races that I've seen out there in person, I think
Here's just the thing. I think the Outlaws and I-70 got a little sideways with each other when they were here the last time.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure the Outlaws are ever going to come back to I-70 Speedway.
Oh, I think that they do. I'm sure there's going to have to be some other kind of financial incentive other than whatever was worked out between them last time. So I don't know if money has went sideways between the two parties or whatever. But I'm sure that, you know, money talks and BS walks. So if somebody was throwing money around, they'd be back just because of the crowd count itself was phenomenal.
Well, from what I've been told, I don't think there's going to be a really big chance that they come back. Just so
that's
you know,
too bad because it's a good facility and a lot of them boys enjoy tracks like that.
Well, listen, you know, the World of Outlaws, that's the big money maker. If you're going to be in the promoting game, you want to do a World of Outlaw event. If you have the grandstands that can hold enough people to justify doing a World of Outlaw event, then you need to do it because you need to have at least 4,000 or 5,000 seats if you're going to have a World of Outlaw event, right? Because the cost of bringing in one of those World of Outlaw events, it's astronomical. It's a lot more than what the Luxor ASCS National Tour is. It's more than what the All-Stars charge. It costs a lot to bring in the World of Outlaws. So we'll just have to see, and hopefully it all works out in the end, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at every October when we have the Outlaws come out to Lakeside. You know, Lakeside's dang near a sellout when they come to Lakeside, and that's
yep.
about the only show that they do that at every year. And
no doubt,
you know, that was probably the best move that I think Lakeside ever made with the Outlaw show was that year that they moved it from June to October. Now that they have that October show, the car count's better, the fan count's better, and it really is really good for the local economy there, let alone the racetrack.
Yeah, you got anything else you want to add there, Caleb?
Man, I just want to see who you guys got tonight. Who you think's going to get it done?
I don't know. Do you think? I'll ask you both.
I need to see who's going to be there first.
Yeah, let me ask you both. $26,000 on the line. Is there a chance Kyle Larson in the 57 shows up there tonight?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Have you heard anything about the 5-7 showing up?
No, let me check Twitter.
But
there's
enough money there for him to.
Yeah, it's just you got to see what his NASCAR, with them being at Indy this week, he might be able to show up, but I'm not.
There's no cup activity on track today at Indy.
Oh, really?
So it just depends what his schedule looks like tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, he's got to be at Indianapolis for an 8:35 practice in the morning, 8:35 Central.
He might not be here tonight then.
That's a little tight, yeah.
Yeah, he might not be.
The one thing I heard was, you know, there may be a few of them PA boys that pull over this way just to kind of try and get this show in, and then maybe, you know, since the All-Star show tomorrow night at Knoxville also makes the purse $8,000 instead of yeah. the $5,000 Knoxville or the $6,000 All-Star prelim, you know, that give them a couple extra laps before Nationals that a couple of them boys might come over. But I haven't seen anything about haulers or anything heading this way, so I'm not positive on that. But ultimately, I think that probably the person that's going to be there that's got the most laps is Brownie. I know that he's going to be hard to beat, you know, at home anyways, but
yep.
but I think Rico is going to be a lot of fun there. You can't ever count out Sunshine, but it
yeah,
should be
no
a
doubt.
Show.
Yeah, how many cars total do you think they'll get?
Well, man, I'm hoping we get, you know,
30.
Six or seven should support from Knoxville. You've got, what, 14 or 16 Knoxville regulars. I mean, sorry, all-star regulars. I mean, if we got 30, that'd be a heck of a show.
Yeah, me too.
I'm pretty sure Brent Marks will be here.
Brent Marks will be here. Pete just said on the chat room, Larson is going to Fairbury with the late model.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense because he's the defending winner of that event.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, that makes sense.
All right.
A lot closer, too, yeah.
Right.
All right.
Caleb, thanks so much for calling in, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thanks, fellas.
All right.
Hey, I was going to say this is the Race Rudine Foundation race.
Right.
Race Rudine had an accidental fentanyl death in 2016, and they're raising, I don't know how they raise money, but it's at the Race Rudine Foundation event. And, oh, by the way, Blake Anderson, happy birthday to you today, the voice of the All-Stars.
Oh, yeah. Is it his birthday today?
It says it's his birthday today.
All right. Okay. Good enough. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more of Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. The phones are open, my friends. 816-833-8553. 816-833-8553. More of Mostly Motorsports when we come back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
So here at Specialty Sportswear, in-house, we do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, and make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
3 9 hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. Want to remind everybody about the track tribute to Ascot Park that was in Gardena, California. It's going on right now at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. It's going to be going on through October 1st. They've got 7, 8, 9 cars up there that raced at Ascot Park back in the day. They've got videos, driver uniforms, helmets, memorabilia, a lot of things on display about the great racetrack that is no longer in existence, Ascot Park. Again, it was out in Gardena, California. I went there back in the late 70s and the early 80s. It was a great, great venue, man. It was just one of the all-time great racetracks in the country. Get up to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. If you're going to go to the races over at the Knoxville Raceway, just walk over to Turn 2. Go into the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Check out this great, great tribute to Ascot Park that was in Gardena, California. It's a great exhibit, and again, it's going to go on through October 1st. And while you're up there, why don't you buy a raffle ticket for the 2022 Triple X chassis? It's a complete 410 sprint car, folks. A race-ready sprint car, and you can buy a raffle ticket to try to win it. And they're going to give you $25,000 on top of that as well. If you can't get up to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum to purchase a sprint car raffle ticket, you could do it online by going to sprintcarraffle.com. That's sprintcarraffle.com. Again, another $25,000 will be going with that car as well. They'll be giving away that car on Friday, December 16th. So if you want a chance to win a complete turnkey 410 sprint car, go to sprintcarraffle.com. Again, that's sprintcarraffle.com. And while you're up there, maybe buy a raffle ticket for the 2022 IMSA GT LM Championship Edition C8R Corvette that they will be drawing on Saturday, August 13th during the Knoxville Nationals. And again, if you can't get up there and purchase the raffle ticket in person, if you're not going to make it to Knoxville, you can always do it online at Corvette, the letter C, the number 8, the letter R, contest.com. That's Corvette, C8R, contest.com. Again, this car is only one of 1,000 cars that were made like this. This is a true race car, folks. IMSA GT LM Championship Edition C8R Corvette. And again, they're going to be giving this car away on August 13th during the Knoxville Nationals. And remember, folks, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week. They're not closed, but just a few days a year. They're closed on Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, and New Year's Day. That's all they're closed. So get up to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Buy you a sprint car raffle ticket, a Corvette raffle ticket, or better yet, go up and check out the great track tribute to Ascot Park that's going on right now up there at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. It's going to be going on through October 1st. And while you're up there, if you run into Bob Baker, make sure you tell him the Racing Boy sent you. All right? All right, let's go to the phones. Oh, here. Let's go to the phones. I believe Barry's on there with us right now. Hey, Barry, how you doing?
Hello?
Hey, Barry, how you doing?
Pretty good. Who's this?
This is Scott. How you doing?
Oh, good. This is your old neighbor.
My old neighbor?
Yeah.
Hey, can you turn down your computer? So we're getting a little feedback from the background there.
I'm trying to turn the volume off on this, on your, listen to your Racing Boys here on my phone.
Yeah.
And it won't roll. I can't roll it back to shut the volume off.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, maybe.
Okay, we'll set it down there. Anyway, yeah, here, you remember when you lived in Amber Meadows?
Yeah, I sure do. Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is your old neighbor down the street. I've run into you several times.
Oh, I remember you down the street. You were about four or five doors down from me, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
Yep, I sure do remember you. How's it going?
How you been doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm just doing this little podcast every day, so I appreciate you tuning in.
Yeah, I've been trying to find out why it's been pretty near a week, and they haven't said anything about Hamlin or Busch on their fines or penalties, for their deals on their cars.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering why they haven't said anything. Now, McDowell, he was a sixth-place finisher, and they found something on his car. Didn't say what, but they docked him 100 points and fined him $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
So have you heard anything about
no further penalties.
Penalties on Busch or Hamlin?
No further penalties on those two. What you saw is what you got.
Yeah.
Disqualifications means they lost all their money and points with the DQs. That was it.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah, there's not going to be any more penalties to those guys. Just what they feel like whatever the penalty was for them taking away the win in the second place, they feel that's enough.
Yeah, it was like they didn't show up at Pocono last week. That was that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was quite a deal anyway. But I mean, usually they always dock points or put a fine. So.
Well, usually they let them keep the positions, the win and the second place finish, and then dock them.
Right.
That's the usual way NASCAR does it, but that wasn't usual this time around.
Barry, it's the first time they've disqualified a car for being illegal since 1960.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think they got their attention, don't you, Barry?
Well, I'd say if they didn't, they're pretty dumb.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, I won't tie you up. You probably got other people wanting to talk, but good talking to you. And
are you still living up there?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I've been here for 23 years.
I wish I still lived there, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Are you going to Knoxville next week?
I'm going to Knoxville in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, what? I just heard them talking. What do they got up?
We've got the All-Star
race up there.
All-Stars up there tomorrow, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going up for the 360s the next week.
All right.
Stay for the, clear through the 410s. And I'm glad you said something about that Ascot tribute because I want to go in and see that. I went out to Ascot back in the 70s.
Yeah, me too.
That was quite a joint.
It was. It was a great place, yeah. Well, Barry, thanks for calling in. Feel free to do so any day. Okay, buddy?
Okay, buddy. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. Old neighbor right there. You remember where I lived up there on the lake, Kurt?
Sure. That was great.
That was my neighbor about five doors down from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great location for you. You're up there, what, 4 or 5 years? How long were you there?
We were there about, we moved in there in 05, and I think we moved out of there in 11 when I got a divorce.
Yeah.
Probably not the smartest thing I ever did.
15 years ago?
It was a lot. There. Well, it'd been a while, yeah. But, that was such a great house. And to be honest with you, that area that my mom lived in down in the basement would have been a great studio.
And the best news, you're still on good terms with your ex-wife.
My ex-wife, to be honest with you, my ex-wife is my best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, she's been awful good to me over the years. She didn't dump me after we got a divorce.
She just couldn't live with you, that's all.
Well, who could? Deidre is the best at living with me of anybody I've lived with, right? Deidre is. She's a pretty good girl.
She's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
We love Deidre.
Yeah, she's a good girl. All right. Phone lines are open, 816-833-8553, 816-833-8553. What are you guys going to be watching tonight?
Well, I'm going to go out to I-70, just like you are, and check that out tonight. And the first of two nights of the Fairbury Perry Dirt Track Classic is tonight. And Austin was able to find out that that is where Kyle Larson's going to be. So we'll be watching those races well.
That boy didn't find that. That was one of our listeners that told us that.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And so we'll be watching that. And there's some other events going on, too. The ASCS, unfortunately, got rained out at Creek County. So
yeah, yeah.
We got the Indiana Sprint Week tonight at Bloomington Speedway. So we'll keep an eye on that as well.
The Lucas Oil Power Eye National Midgets are at Jacksonville Speedway this weekend. So that'll be good.
So still a lot of racing going on. USAC
Indiana Sprint Week at Bloomington Speedway tonight. That'd be pretty good. What are you going to watch, Austin? Are you going to go to I-70 tonight? Have you made up your mind yet?
I haven't. If I don't, I'll sit at home and watch the All-Stars in the Sprint Week race at Bloomington.
Yeah.
That should be a pretty good night. I mean, it's hard
really
to pass
good.
Up driving out there for $26,000 to win, but I'm just not 100% sure on what my plans are. But, yeah, I mean, it's...
He's on the list, though, isn't he?
Supposed to be.
Yeah.
Supposed to be. If you're in the pit, if you racers, keep an eye on your stuff. The theft ring is still going on out there. I'm not sure they've caught these culprits, but keep an eye
on
your stuff.
Kurt. It goes on everywhere. Don't make it sound like it's just
I-70. Well, it's especially bad right now.
I know, but it goes on at every racetrack.
Just it's simple as this. It's
keep your stuff locked up.
Don't have a bunch of stuff sitting out that doesn't need to be out.
Right.
Keep your cabinets shut.
And if they got a lock on them, lock them up.
Lock them up. And if you and your whole team's going to go up and watch the race and your car's gone, shut the doors. It's not that hard.
If if somebody is not going to, what you really need to do is leave somebody at the trailer, right? Just leave somebody there to keep an eye on everything.
There's a big-time theft ring going on at Midwestern racetracks right now, and until they catch these culprits, be extra careful. There was stuff stolen at I-80 last weekend, and all the racetracks around the area, Lucas Oil Speedway, a bunch of other racetracks, there's been some things stolen, so just keep an extra eye on your stuff if you're a racer and in the pit area tonight or any night until we know these guys have been caught.
You know, I think that I'm a little bummed out about Creek County because, you know, that racetrack pulls in the fans. Creek County does.
They do.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure that Terry and Steve and everybody down there are probably bummed out that they're not going to be able to get that race in today.
Yeah, that's a great racetrack. Put on a great show.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy that's especially bummed out about that, I'm sure, is Blake Hahn, who lives right by that racetrack, too. I'm sure he feels good about getting back there tonight.
Well, his shop is down by his grandpa's house.
Yeah.
But his house that he lives in is about a quarter mile away from the racetrack.
Yeah.
He doesn't work on his car right at his house.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he works on his car down at the shop right behind grandpa's house. So, anyway, so what is going on over on Dirt Vision tonight, Kirk? Let's see. They've got Fairbury on there tonight, right? Mm-hmm. They got the World of Outlaw Late Model Series going to be running at Fairbury tonight. And they've also got the Southern Illinois Raceway. They're going to be running some races on there tonight as well. Williams Grove has been canceled due to rain. And is today the 29th?
Today is the 29th, yes.
So Jackson Motorplex will be racing tonight as well. All right. Is that Tyler? Yep, all right. Let's go to the phones. Tyler's calling in on the show. Tyler, how you doing, buddy?
Good, you?
I'm doing great, man. It's the weekend. It's time to watch some racing.
I agree. I'm actually on my way to Attica Raceway Park in Ohio to produce for Dirt Vision. And
all right.
I was wondering a couple things. Any chance Austin's getting that 360 motor? Because I'm going to be at Knoxville next weekend. So
He's not going to be at Knoxville next weekend because that motor, it blew up. And when it blew up pretty hard. And right now, money is an issue.
I understand that one. Yep. That's a shame. It looks like good weather out here. Is it good weather out there for the races this weekend?
Well, we think so. It's a little bit cloudy, but I don't think they're predicting any rain tonight.
I don't think they are either.
So
no.
I think we're going to get
in. I think the All-Stars are going to be good tonight at I-70 Speedway. Have you ever watched a race at I-70?
I have not been to I-70 yet, but I have worked with several of the guys on the Lane Racing crew. I worked with Cap Henry back at Gensman Racing Enterprises in Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
I used to do their study film for them, so
yeah.
Really looking forward to seeing how he does tonight.
Yeah, so what do you do for Dirt Vision?
What?
Did you say you work for Dirt Vision?
Yeah, I work for Dirt Vision. I work for quite a few companies. I'll be in 2 weeks, I'll be working for Pit Road TV down in North Carolina, and then, you know, I'm all over the place, so
yeah.
Doing whatever I can, wherever I can.
Are you a young man there, Tyler?
Yes.
How old are you?
Yeah. I am 25. I got off my factory job here tonight at about 7:30 this morning, and then I got ready, packed up to go. I'm going to hopefully get set up and then take a nap before I have to get down to business.
Right, right. Well, you know, I know that business well, traveling up and down the road for 13 years. You're a young man. Just keep grinding it out. We need all the young people that we can get in this business, bud.
Yeah, looking for all the work I can. It's amazing. People are like, we can't find people. And then
right.
I'm sitting there like, hello.
Right, here I am.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So hoping to get a little bit more stuff over the winter so I can get out of that factory job and hopefully be on the road full time. It's kind of difficult to do both. A lot of, 24-plus hour days trying to do that.
Tyler, be careful what you ask for. That road life isn't as glamorous as that people think it is.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was talking to the Dirt Vision crew in Attica. They got about 2 hours of sleep. That day before they had to go from Attica down to the King's Road for that or whatever. I think they were estimating about 2 hours of sleep. But
Yeah. Well, have a good time tonight. All right, bud.
Sorry. You too.
And we can watch it on Dirt Vision tonight, right, at Attica?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, at Attica.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, thanks for calling in, Tyler. We appreciate you.
You too. I appreciate you guys too.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
And the audio thing you guys have always done, I've always appreciated that because I used to listen to that either while I was working or on the road or whatever. That's one of the things that I really struggle with with Flow is I can't turn off my screen and audio playing.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I really loved how you guys did the audio broadcast.
Yeah, we did it that way for a lot of years. And then we got into the video and... You know, I'm not so sure that the video didn't burn me and Kirk out a little bit. Would you agree with that, Kirk?
I hate to say I was still listening to the audio broadcast even when you guys did video.
Yeah. All right, Tyler. Yeah. Thanks so much for calling in, buddy. We appreciate your kind words. Thank you.
Too.
All right,
you
buddy. Well, that was good. All right.
Attica Speedway. Another place I'd like to go to sometime.
Yeah, me too.
Been out. Brian Liskey does a great job, the announcer out there at Attica.
Right.
So we'll look forward to
You know, we need to get
tonight.
Bruce Ellis on. I've been saying that forever, haven't I?
Williams Grove Speedway.
Yeah, we need to get Bruce.
They got rained out tonight.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Austin, what do you got going on? What you got any thoughts, bud? Come on, chime in.
What's on your mind, Austin?
Come on, Austin.
I'm just thinking of who could have a shot at I-70 tonight. Everybody in Kansas City's picking Brown. Brown has a good shot.
I don't think Brown's the favorite.
Everybody in Kansas City,
Do you think he's the favorite?
For the Kansas City fans, yes. But, I think, if Brent Merks does show up, you got to pick Brent. You know, last year, watching the highlights from last year, Shane Stewart was really fast than, Bernie's other car. So,
yeah,
I don't think Shane will be here. Actually, I don't expect Shane to be here at all.
But he's been out of the seat for a while anyway.
He has. Right? Yeah. I was just kind of a one-off deal to get ready for the Nationals. But
Tyler Courtney?
Tyler Courtney will be good. But the other guy that was that is now in Bernie's car is Corey Eliason. So, you know, he's had a couple good runs at Knoxville. He did really good or did pretty good, decent at Eldora for the historical big one in the Kings Royal. So if they do show up tonight, I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, Bernie's car running well with Corey. Then, you know, like you said, Courtney will be fast. And you can't count on Justin Peck either. On half miles.
Rico ought to have a pretty good run, should he not?
Rico is always pretty good, right?
Yeah. You just can't
ever put him aside and think that he's not going to be a contender. But if I'm going to pick anybody tonight to win, you know who I'm going to pick tonight? I'm going to pick Parker Price Miller.
You just took it right out of my mouth. I was thinking the same thing.
Parker Price Miller has shown a lot of speed all year long. It's hard to bet against him, to be honest with you.
And even, I mean, everybody's, you know, you go sprint car racing and you might have 30 cars show up and 25 of those have a shot at winning. So, you know, picking someone's pretty tough, but. You know, you can't count out on the Rudine car either with Zeb Wise. He was really strong at Lake Ozark last week. I mean,
he's fifth in points right now.
Yeah, and even he's had some, you know, rough runs in the 10 car before he got into the Rudine car. So, you know, he'll just hopefully continue to climb up the standings
The other guy I'm keeping my eye on is Hunter Schoenberg. You know, with Clint Boyle's, working
on that
four race
wins
car.
This
he's
year.
From this area, so... Well, it'd be something that they have a good run.
We keep talking about more teams. Let's just say people that have a shot are all the All-Star contenders or All-Star full-timers who we're pretty much talking about.
Courtney, Peck. You know, Cap Henry has impressed me a lot this year. I'm just going to say, the four car has been pretty fast all year, hasn't it?
Yeah, he has. He came here last year and swept the first night of the Beach Brawl at Lake Ozark, and I can't remember how he ran at Sedalia and how he ran at I-70, but he was, you know, right in the top 10, and they bet they're better than they were last year. So, yeah, you definitely can't count him out either.
Yeah. Do you think Chris Windham's going to get a win this year?
No.
You don't?
No.
He shows at times he shows a little speed.
He shows a speed, but he doesn't have a ton of, you know, wing experience. You know, we saw an issue with him last week at the lake where – you know, he was in the dash and had a shot at starting, you know, in the first two or three rows and just made a simple mistake that I felt like he could have maybe avoided and just got stuck in the cushion, you know, and got up in the wall and was upside down and like I said, ruined his chances of starting in the first, you know, two rows to starting in the fourth row. And at that point, the track was so fast where you needed to start up there, you know, in the front and to have a shot at a win. And he didn't, and he ran, you know, mid-pack. So, you know, I definitely think if, you know, he had maybe a year already under his belt with wing racing, he might. But, you know, with him still, you know, learning his, 17, 20 races in the schedule so far, I don't think it's going to really happen this year.
Oh.
Just my opinion.
What about Aaron Reisel? He'll be there tonight, won't he not? Will he not?
I would think he would be, wouldn't you?
You would think so. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure. You know, a lot of these guys now, it's... You know, they're not committing to really any schedule. We're going to see that a lot more next year than we are this year. But, you know, you see teams that are just kind of running an outlaw schedule and hit the money. They don't post their schedule anywhere. So you just you go to the races and, you know, if they're there, they're there. If not, no, there's not. So it's just, you know, you're kind of, you know.
Did Tyler Courtney win the championship his rookie year?
Yes.
Yeah. He did. And so did Aaron Reitzel, right?
Yes.
Right. So what's the difference between – those two guys and a Chris Windham, you think? Just because rookies go in and win the championship. We've seen it done before, right? Two rookies have done it, won the championship. Aaron Reitzel and Tyler Courtney have done it.
I think, you know, when Sunshine went over last year, he went over with his non-wing team. It was pretty much a non-wing team that, you know, became a wing team. Same thing with Chris Windham. But, you know, I'm not sure who the crew chiefs are or who the crew chief is for Chris Windham or kind of what their team looks like. But I still kind of feel like it's the same team that they had when they ran non-wing. You look at Clawson Marshall's team, they have Jake Argo, who's, a well-rounded crew chief and everything. And they got, two really good crew members. And, they have the resources. And, Sunshine's had, a handful of races every year, in a wing car where Windham, maybe ran, one or two races where Sunshine might run 10 or 12. So, he went there with a little more experience. And then I think the team was just, had a little more wing, wing racing background that can benefit them.
Yeah. All right. Well, we want to thank everybody for tuning into the show again today. We're going to do tomorrow, if you haven't heard, Kirk and I have been doing a show called Track Talk for 22 years together on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's tomorrow at 8 a.m. Central Time. You can watch it right here on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, racetheboys.com as well. Kirk, what are we going to do tomorrow on Track Talk? Do you got any idea?
Well, we're going to replay some of the interviews you've had this week and get Lee Spencer back on tomorrow, too.
Yeah. Are you going to get some sound tonight?
Yeah, sure.
All right, good. Kirk's great about getting sound for us here at RBN.
Whoever the winner is. Record sound with them, and we'll have it on tomorrow's show.
Austin, I hope I see you out there at the track tonight. You're not sure, though.
No. I usually have my plan set in place a couple days before, but that's changed now. I just kind of go with the flow.
That's what you need to do, bud. Just go with the flow. Yeah. Just like your hair. Just go with the flow.
Sure.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to Mostly Motorsports. We'll do it all over tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central Time. You can watch us right here, Track Talk, on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and RacingBoys.com. For Austin O'Neill, for my partner Kirk Elliott, I'm Scott Traylor saying thanks for joining us. We'll see you Monday right back here on Mostly Motorsports. It's all been brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.